It was always going to be contentious to advance the argument of a wealth tax. In as much as many of us would have loved for that to go through, but you get a sense that they are also a very strong lobby group. So the minister probably would have been under pressure. That's why he was very firm in saying that there wouldn't be such a tax. But in saying that, we still do believe that outside the wealth tax, as well as value-added tax, there's still room to maneuver on the part of the minister and treasury, including ensuring that the South African Revenue Service is giving the capacity and to collect more tax, especially corporate tax, because we do believe that a lot of corporates are also getting away with a lot of revenue that goes unchecked, which could be used to great effect to the South African economy.
Yeah, I think in a broader sense, the conversations around the two previous versions of the budget thus far centered around the issue of the knock-on impact on South Africans in the form of a VAT increase that was initially at 2%, then at 0.5% annually over 2 years. Realistically speaking, the minister's going to have to come up with something that's not only agreeable and amenable to the South African public from their perspective and the perspective of their pockets, but also amenable and agreeable from the perspective of the government of national unity and all its political parties that would be required to wrap up this budget process, because arguably next year's budget should have already started.
That's very important. That's very important. But one of the areas that government should really work on, and I think we come across this, we still get shocked. I was reading in the newspapers that Gauteng the provincial government returned to National Treasury about R1 billion. Or in unspent funds. Now, if a province as big as Gauteng does not spend about R1 billion, probably other provinces are also in the same position. You think that Gauteng province has got greater capacity to spend in terms of skills and so forth. So it makes you wonder, what about a province like the Eastern Cape or KwaZulu-Natal for that matter? What are the chances? So what needs to happen is, amongst other things, government needs to be more efficient in how funds are spent. We can't in 2025 be speaking of rollovers, funds that have not been spent because departments simply did not have capacity, when there is a great need for those funds to be spent. And so that's the challenge really on the part of Finance Minister and his National Treasury team, to ensure that provinces, especially provincial treasuries, are able to spread this message on the need for departments to spend efficiently and to spend wisely, so that the same message then filters through to local government. If you were to account for every cent, make sure that it goes through to the proper channels, it provides and it buys the goods and services that we need, there's a good chance that money would be in circulation, and there would be job opportunities, and thereby increasing the tax base then for government. It begins with the little steps that government must take. But there needs to be a determination here on that part, as opposed to just thinking that you are going to come with this magic wand. So that would be our position at the moment.